Hi, so today we're talking about dating into 30s and how you can take back the control of your love life. So many women I speak to feel like, you know, they're just waiting for the guy to come along. They're waiting for something to happen. They're waiting to get lucky in love like all the other friends that, you know, they have that who are married and settled down. And, you know, there's so many things you can do to feel like you're more in control of your love life, because it's not just about luck. I mean, I remember when I was 28 and single, a guy friend told me something along the lines of this: it's fine to be single now, but if you're still single by 30, you're in trouble. And at the time, I didn't sweat it. I was in a relationship and I thought it was going to last. But when I found myself single again at 31, those words rang as loud as my biological clock. I constantly felt that my love life depended on luck, on timing, on circumstance, all the things that were out of my control. And it's how many singles in their 30s feel like they're not in control of their love lives. And it leaves singles waiting and waiting. And if a decent guy doesn't come around, it's easy to think, you know, maybe it won't happen for me. Or do I really want a man anyway? Or this one I hear a lot: if it happens, it happens. I don't need a man. But secretly they do. And the thoughts above are the symptoms of a poor dating mindset, because it can totally happen for you. So here are a few things you can do, you know, to take the control back over your relationships. Number one is set the intention. Don't go into finding your one half-heartedly. If you just decide that you're ready, your actions should follow. So here, a woman who's really ready will take on everything. She'll go on dates, make an effort to meet people, read books, journal, take courses, get coaching. You know, in contrast, someone who's half-assed about it will just kind of, say something like, I'll see how it goes. I'll just go with the flow. I'm not in a rush. But, you know, deep down, they really are. And for these women, when they've had a bad date, they revert back to just enjoying, quote unquote, enjoying the single life. And don't get me wrong, I know that there are people who are happily single and actually don't want to get in a relationship, but those people are very different from women who say they're happy to be single when deep down they want so much more, you know, and they're just afraid to admit it. Because if you admit that that's what you want and you don't get it, then, you know, for a lot of people, it means it's failure, and it's not the case. Number two is you don't just always decide who comes into your life, but you decide who stays. So I hear this a lot from women complaining that they attract the same kind of guys and they tend to fall in the same relationship. But, you know, it's their choice to go into the relationship knowing what the guy is or isn't like. You know, how many times have you stayed a little too long in a relationship that wasn't right? It's easy to meet Mr. Right now. These relationships are right. They're cruisy, but they don't eventuate into anything long term. And it isn't a problem if you have time to spare, but if you want to take back your love life, you need to recognize the relationships that have potential to go the distance. I've got a free worksheet that helps you know if a guy is worth seeing in 3 dates. You can email me to get it. It's iona@30ever.com. So the third thing you can do to take back your love life is change your mindset. When things aren't going the way you expect, in the timeline you expect, it's easy to think it won't happen for you. So not true. If this is the way you're thinking, you need a change in the mindset. Because those with a healthy dating mindset will know that a mediocre date does not equal failure. It is just another stepping stone. So that was number three. Number four is stop telling yourself the same stories. If you aren't finding what you want in your love and in your love life and in your life in general, look at the stories you're telling yourself. Maybe it's that you don't think you're ready to meet someone because you're feeling 5 pounds heavier, or maybe because you don't think there are good men left in their 30s. Those are the stories you tell yourself and not the truth. They're just stories. And all of us have them in every aspect of our lives. We grow up thinking with a certain set of beliefs, but those beliefs are your beliefs that don't necessarily have to be the truth. In my 30-day program, Lucky in Love, I have exercises which help you pinpoint exactly what those stories are. Because, you know, once you know your stories, you can dissolve them. Number five. So the fifth thing you can do to take back your love life is understand your own roadblocks. If you find yourself in the same dating pattern and are not happy about it, there's something you can do to break them. You just need to know what those patterns are. And some people attract the same partner because it's what they think they'd want, but not what they need. And some people get into unhealthy relationships just because it's what they recognize as love. It's what's familiar. So have a look at what those dating roadblocks are. Again, this is also in the Lucky in Love program. There's so many things you can do to take back the control. And these are just the five that I've shared today. I think you just need to decide you're ready to do it and that it can happen for you. So if you want to reset your love life and attract healthy love just by being you, check out Lucky in Love. And that's it for today. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe, and I will be in touch next week. I do these once a week. If you have any requests, just email me and let me know. Thank you. Bye.